producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Every time he says the Paracast, there is a different voice coming out of his mouth. I almost think Alejandro Rojas is possessed.
Yes, there are different entities speaking through me each time.
Anyway, looking at the theory, the government conspiracy theory. So in a sense, X-Files is just echoing a theory that's been around, that a lot of what is happening in the UFO field is fueled by government efforts. Of course, the way they have it is we're using alien technology to build our own spaceships or craft. We're using alien DNA to create a hybrid race. Now, how much of that would you take seriously as a real thing, not just science fiction?
Well, very little. I think that, they went online and looked at all the craziest conspiracies and they decided, how can we mold these together and connect the dots and create this go forward in that direction? And they have. And I think that's exciting for a lot of people. It's exciting for me. I love it as fiction. I think it's really cool. My only concern is, like you said, I think that it's not necessarily people within the U.S. government that are forming this conspiracy. I think it's supposed to be a third party that is looking to take control, like the cabal type of thing. So it's like this global conspiracy. I have concerns that they go so conspiratorial. I hope they aren't saying that it's the U.S. government that's going to kill everybody or something like some people online believe, because I think that that's ridiculous, and I think that that's dangerous, and I get really disappointed in people that think their doctors or all their civil servants are against them or trying to kill them. Not only have my family been in civil service, but that's the opposite. Your doctors, your nurses, your civil servants have often, not necessarily with doctors, but certainly with civil servants, have decided to forego going into corporations where they could get paid much, much more, but instead to work for you, to help better our nation, just like with soldiers. And your doctors are trying to help you. They're trying to save you. They want you to be healthy. You know, you go to the doctor every, hopefully on a regular basis. Do you think your doctor that you're going to is trying to kill you? If you do, you don't have a good relationship with your doctor and you should probably go to a different one. Because at least it's been my experience with doctors I've known or ones that I've gone to, they are trying to help me. They're trying to heal me. And so, these ideas that people have that all these people are after them, trying to kill them or take over their mind or something, it's just really frustrating and it's not helpful, I think, because we all really do need to work together and people get lost and they forget. That's what this country is about. That's what democracy is about. Everyone getting involved and working together to try to improve things, not just assume that they're evil or they're reptilian and so we can't deal with them. So let's go buy a bunker and some guns. There's my soapbox about that anyway. But I don't know. I think a lot of it, you have to look for evidence and proof, and you can't just go off of rumors. And often, like when it comes to the media, you'll hear someone like Lee Spiegel or George Knapp get very frustrated when people talk about the media being taken over and them not being able to speak their minds, because Lee Spiegel will tell you he comes up with his stories. George Knapp comes up with his stories. There's no overlord telling them what they can print and what they can't print. And it's my experience working in with the media that that's the case, that really when you're looking at wanting better coverage, we have to provide them better information. But just like with anybody in the public, you're looking at people who just, this isn't their focus. Once they're provided with better information, they'll write better stories. Although there are the people out there who like to sensationalize, like the UK tabloids, and they're just going to write the silliest stuff out there because it gets some readership. So if you understand the nature of what someone's motive or what they're trying to do is, then you can work better within all of these systems. But that means engaging in the systems and getting to know how they work, not disengaging and making assumptions that they're just controlled by reptilians or evil or, you know.
Well, that is the reptilian argument. The other speakers, by the way, include Chris Rutkowski, who,
yes,
of course, has been on our show on a number of occasions, Nick Pope, Nick Redfern. You know, you've got really a lot of blue chip speakers there, people who have been at events, but not necessarily this one. I just think it's fascinating that you got all these together. You have a few people we might have questions about, but I think overall, you've really got a good range of people there.
Yeah, and when I look through it, one key, I think, one thing that is true of all of these people is that they're professionals. They're people focused on their work that I think are genuinely and honestly doing work to figure out more, whether or not you agree with their opinions. They're doing their best in a genuine and honest effort to come up with more information and to share that information. And that's what I appreciate about all of these people. And really, who am I to say if they're right or wrong? You know, as long as they're really honestly trying to do something. And I think they are. And that's what I appreciate about all of these speakers.
This is the International UFO Congress. So give us the pitch. When? Where?
The Congress is in the Scottsdale Fountain Hills area, which is just outside of Phoenix. It's essentially now just a suburb of Phoenix. So it's nearby, but it is on an Indian reservation. So it's gorgeous. And that's what I mean by this. You've got a little bit of seclusion out there and just the most beautiful desert that you'll ever see. So, and it's a beautiful hotel. It's an upscale hotel at very low prices, so you get a great deal. And it's fun because the UFOers own the hotel. There's nobody at this hotel but people interested in UFOs and the topic, and you don't get that anywhere else. February 17th to the 21st, so it's 5 days of lectures. In fact, you can come on Tuesday, actually, a day earlier, and watch the films for the film festival all day long, and that's free and open to the public. If you have the time and you can watch all the films, you can even judge. The top three in each category, short form and long form, are shown on Thursday and Friday night, and then Saturday night is where we have the big awards banquet, where we have the winners. Another fun banquet that we have is on opening night, which is Wednesday night, where we have a taco bar, but really it is a sit-down meal, and then you get to mingle with speakers and everything. And that's what's nice is that there's a lot of mingling that happened. We don't have the lectures go too late into the day so that people can go and have their evenings to get to know each other, have dinner with the speakers or with your friends that you haven't seen in a while, and just spend a lot of time with like-minded people. So that's what's a lot of fun. We have over 20 speakers this year. We kind of went a little crazy with the doubling up. So we have, for instance, Emily Trim, who is one of the witnesses of the Ruwa Aerial School Encounter. That's exciting. And she's going to be speaking with a friend of hers that's an ET researcher. We have Doug Trumbull with Mark D'Antonio. I think we have another couple of pairs there. But Lee Spiegel with Jacques Vallée. So that just means there's more speakers. And what's really fun about this is that other UFO researchers come. So, for instance, we're going to have Yvonne Smith there. She always has a table. She does the experiencer sessions. And we have Stanton Friedman and Travis Walton are going to have tables there. Jennifer Stein, Fate Magazine always has a table. So we have a lot of different people in the community that are there. You, and not just you, but Chris O'Brien, you know, they're hanging out. And people just get to mingle with a lot of interesting people in this field, a lot of their favorite
podcasters. Going to be fun. If they want to know more about International UFO Congress, where do they go?
They simply go to UFOCongress.com, UFOCongress.com. Simply go to UFOCongress.com for more information.
He's putting on his announcer's voice, but I will do the same thing. Go to UFOCongress.com. Once again, that's UFOCongress.com to get more information about the speaker roster, to make hotel reservations, to make Congress reservations. How do you like that?
That was excellent. Thank
and
you.
I haven't gone as deep as I can go. I can go right down there, but then people wonder what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. I was doing kind of a Batman announcer thing.
Okay, we have those two. We have Alejandro Rojas, Chris O'Brien's a little bit under the weather. She's not on special assignment, just taking it easy. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Alejandro Rojas is joining us as we continue. A question from our listeners here, from Blowfish, who comes from way on the other side of the world. Not another world, but on the other side. First question, what scientific studies of academic research into the study of UFOs had been completed in 2015? Alejandro, What are the best cases of UFO sightings and encounters from eyewitnesses from the 1940s until present day? Which one of these would you pick? That's a lot of ground to cover. We can do one show on all of this. Let's start first. Has there been any scientific study of UFOs in 2015?
There's been a couple studies. I don't know that I would necessarily call either scientific studies. To me, the closest scientific study would be the analysis of the Homeland Security video from Puerto Rico that came out this year. We're going to have updates presented by Robert Powell, who incidentally is the director of research for MUFON, although this study that he did with other people with scientific backgrounds put together is outside of the MUFON scope. It's independent. They try to do a scientific analysis. And the great thing about their report is that they have gotten good responses from other people who try to do scientific analysis in this field, in particular NARCAP, who some people might know, you know, do. They're kind of – NARCAP isn't out there as much with their information, but they have a group of scientists who examine pilot cases. And this was a case they got wind of, but they didn't go further with because the witnesses – were remaining anonymous. And one aspect of this case, which is really interesting and there's new developments on, are where did this Homeland Security video come from? Why is it out? It doesn't seem to have gone through a declassification process. And interesting enough, Billy Cox of the Sarasota Herald Tribune asked Homeland Security, is this your video? And they essentially said it was yes. This is the first time it got confirmed. But they said it wasn't declassified properly, and we can't talk more about it because it could give up information to drug dealers. They're going to know where we are and how we do this and that, blah, blah, blah. However, the argument made by the people who did the research is that, well, that video – everything that's in it is in the public domain. In fact, the SCU group, the ones who did the analysis, they did a FOIA request to get radar data to confirm the path of the unknown, which they did. And that radar data, you know, was given to them through FOIA. That means it was publicly available. So all of this, and people can just watch these craft at this airport. It's not like a secret airport in Puerto Rico where these guys fly out of. They're flying out, and you can watch them fly, and you can track them on flight trackers. So none of that information was outside of the public domain, so there wasn't any big risk from releasing the video. But it wasn't. It didn't go through proper channels, and so there are rumors that people got in trouble for releasing this. However, the witnesses say that they brought this to their bosses. They said, wow, look at this weird video we got from our infrared. And their bosses said, well, we don't know what it is. Let's send it to the Air Force. The Air Force responded and said, we don't know what it is. It's not ours. And supposedly these guys were told, maybe take it to some civilian UFO researchers and see what they think, which is exactly what they did. And the civilian researchers put out this report. I think another interesting aspect is that I've been able to speak with infrared experts who work on those exact systems that were built for Homeland Security or other defense departments use them. And these are the maintenance guys who work on them every day. Now, they want to remain anonymous because they don't want to get in trouble, but I was able to confirm my contacts, background and everything that I've been in contact with. And he agrees mostly with the findings. He agrees that with a lot of what they have to say. He doesn't necessarily – he says there's not enough data to really tell the exact path or speed of the object, but he doesn't believe it's a bird or a balloon. So I think that's really interesting. There's still work ongoing on that, but I think those guys did a great job as far as sticking to – it's scientific investigation, we'll put it that way.
Okay.
But, of course, a scientific paper has to be peer-reviewed, and besides being – hammered on by different people, not hasn't necessarily undergone that aspect.
All right, let's move on to one more thing here. The second part of the question, what do you think are the best cases? Would you even include Roswell anymore, or are we way beyond that?
I think Roswell is a good case. I still think it is a good case, given all of the witnesses that have come forward with something to say. We don't necessarily, I don't think, have anything physical. We just have a lot of great witnesses. But in most cases, that's the way it is. You just have a lot of anecdotal information. One of my favorites when I think of this, I think there's a ton of great cases, really. But one of my favorites is 1952, the sightings in Washington, D.C. Now, there are not, I am convinced, there are not any pictures or video from that case. So pictures or video you see from the 1952 Washington UFO sightings are either recreated or mistakenly from that period. They're not from that period. However, we do have Ruppelt's book. So the guy who was in charge of Blue Book at this time and his accounting of the entire thing. And we have the Blue Book files. So you have radar, you have jet scrambled, you have pilots saying, I was chasing this thing and it could outmaneuver us. Oh, I don't know what it is. You have radar, you have Blue Book officials in the radar tower watching this whole thing going down, scratching their heads, not knowing what it is. You have officials from the Air Force saying these are not temperature inversions prior to the official announcement coming out that they are temperature inversions, that it's just a radar anomaly. But that doesn't, of course, account for witness testimony, including the jet pilots. So I think that's an extraordinary case that even Ruppelt, who is in charge of Blue Book, said that was not a case closed. We don't know what that was. And it was a bit of a snow job that they essentially, you know, just wanted the public to forget about it so we can move on. Those are some examples of my favorites. There's other Blue Book cases we've covered, like in our magazine or online, that are great. I think the Iran case, I think, is a really monumental one. That's in my mind because John Greenwald came and spoke with Phoenix MUFON recently. He's also going to be speaking at the UFO Congress. But he really talks about this Iran case from 1976, where some Iranian jets chased objects similar to the 1952 case. The reason that's really important is because our embassy then inquired for our defense about that case, and that's on record. And so in 1976, way after the Air Force Blue Book file was closed, and years since the Air Force had been claiming we're not interested in UFOs, this document proves they were interested in UFOs and very interested in this Iranian case. So that shows that there was interest by the government into UFOs, and that interest arguably continues to this day, just not in official capacity.
Well, we'll continue with more of this, more of the most interesting UFO cases, according to Alejandro Rojas. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A place for mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
This robotic thing of yours, your robot voice, seems to get precedence over all the other voices you do. Alejandro, any reason?
It's fun. That's it. Just a lot of fun.
We'll have to have you become a robot. Put you in a robotic uniform or something, really make it work. Now, I wanted to ask you here about an article that you did over at Open Mind, since we're talking about the government and what it knows, called "The Government Says It Has Lost More UFO Files." What? Where? How?
The government lost more X-Files. John Greenwald, I'm a huge fan of, and the Black Vault, and this is why. This story is a big reason why. I think this story is a big deal and a similar one that happened recently. So this story is regarding files from the Defense Intelligence Agency. In 1996, when John Greenwald was a high schooler and he first started all of this, this was some of the first UFO files that he got through the Freedom of Information Act. However, some of these files are redacted. So in other words, they're blacked out. You can do something called an MDR, which is requesting the government to relook at these files to see if some of the information that has been blacked out has been declassified, so thus we can now see some of the information. This is exactly what happened a couple years ago in a document about spy planes that had information about Area 51 redacted. An organization, I'm sure many people, but they responded to one organization in particular of that's more well-respected. They had an MDR on this document. The government unredacted information about Area 51, and so it hit the news. Area 51 is real. CIA finally admits it's real. So that's an example of how the MDR works. However, the DIA has recently told John in so many words, because they're really, I don't think that it's necessarily that they're trying to trick John, with complicated wording. I think, unfortunately, that bless their hearts, they don't write very well, and so they're not very clear in their writing. But essentially, they're saying, we've lost the original files. All we have are the redacted files. So if we don't have the originals, we don't know what was in the blacked out, so we can't unredact anything for you. So that's really unfortunate. That means the DIA lost their UFO files, which is kind of ridiculous. What makes it doubly frustrating is that this happened to John last year as well, with more important files. And these are the NSA UFO files. So these are the ones that Stanton Friedman are always bringing up and showing people, these blacked out documents. And he says, look, if they have nothing to hide, why are they blacking out these documents? What Stanton is showing you is called the Yates Affidavit, typically. So there's a group called CAUSE, headed by a lawyer. And in the 70s, they sued for UFO files to get them from the NSA, because the NSA denied their FOIA about UFO files. NSA said, no, these documents are too sensitive. They wrote a report to the judge called the Yates Affidavit saying, here's why they have to remain secret. And the judge agreed, yep, the NSA has to keep these secret. These are not coming out. The affidavit, the document they wrote to the judge, is mostly redacted. It's all blacked out. And that's what Stanton's showing. Over the years, finally, they did release their UFO files. However, they're all whited out, which is less interesting than the blacked out. So I think they did this so Stanton wouldn't go around showing these blacked out files anymore. But regardless, most of these files are whited out. There's very little information. So last year, John said, hey, put in an MDR. Can you now finally show us what was in these NSA files? And the NSA came back with the same answer as the DIA. Sorry, we lost them. We don't have the unredacted originals anymore. Tough. So that means that all of that information, whatever it may be, is completely lost. And if you see the example of the DIA file that I put with this story, it's really interesting. It's talking about a UFO sighting, and for some reason, large portions of this document are blacked out. And now we're never going to know what was in that. The NSA files include even more, hundreds of pages of this information, which is probably fascinating and certainly pertinent to UFO researchers. I'm not so much of a big conspiracy guy, but it's like, how can you take them serious? How it makes it hard to believe they've lost these documents. Or is it that they're just not willing to share and they're lying? It's fascinating, and it's really kind of mind-blowing, this whole experience John has gone through. And I think it's excellent that John is doing this hard work to uncover some of this sort of stuff.
My only problem with John Greenwald is getting involved in releasing the Project Blue Book files and claiming they were unique when they weren't, when they were already online.
That's not true, though. That's a total misrepresentation of what he did.
Okay, tell me what he did.
So what he did is, there was a gentleman, because this gentleman came to me as well. If I could have done what John did, I would have done it myself, and we're still in pursuit of possibly doing this. But this guy got all of the scanned documents that were on a site called Fold 3 of the Blue Book files. And he said, hey, we need to post these somewhere because Fold 3 doesn't make them easily accessible. And for a period of time, you could only download a certain amount before you had to pay.
But the fact is that these Blue Book files were available elsewhere.
So the Blue Book files are public domain. They belong to you. They belong to me. I've done FOIA requests, and I know very well, once I post that information I get via my FOIA request, it belongs to everybody. John Greenwald knows very well, once he posts that information, it belongs to everybody. And there's precedence. People have been sued, and there is precedence that if you go and scan a government document, you cannot claim copyright over government documents. Those belong to the people.
The complaint here, and I want to just cut to the chase, is that the particular version he used from this particular source, they had no copyright claim on it. And that is the problem, even though they're going after him.
And that's what it comes down to, is that they can claim they have a copyright on it and they can sue you. And so then, as a John Greenwald, for instance, you have the choice. Do I, as some guy with a young family who doesn't make a six-figure income, I'm guessing, I know him pretty well, I know that he's not well off, you know, do I go hire a lawyer and try to spend thousands and thousands of dollars that I may be able to recover if I win? Or do I just give it up and say, fine, you win? The latter is what he did. a lot of big companies bully people this way. They know that the person that they're suing doesn't have the funds to defend themselves, so they know that the cease and desist will work. And it's a tactic. It's a bullying tactic. But often if they're going up against a bigger fish who has the funds to defend themselves, they'll just say, not worth it, because we're just going to spend a lot of money and look like a bunch of jerks. So I don't think they would have done this to another person. But I personally feel, like a lot of other people who were writing about this, that it was wrong of them to make that claim. These are government documents that do not belong to them. They belong to everybody.
So there's no sense in trying to assert exclusive rights for these things. Well, that I understand. I just think maybe he overdid it in claiming exclusivity because, again, you can get Project Blue Book documents from a lot of places. This may have been a good format, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hopefully this will eventually resolve itself. In the meantime, you do a Google, you want to get the Blue Book documents, it's certainly out there. And the thing I wonder about when
but
I look at...
But they're not like that. They're difficult. As a researcher who uses them often, I now go to these files that this guy... Because I downloaded them, like 2 gigs worth of files. So I now use that, because otherwise it was cumbersome and difficult. And that's what was great about what John did. He had them in a PDF searchable format, so it made it very easily to access. And there are amazing cases in the Blue Book. The Blue Book unknown cases, there are some extraordinary cases there.
This is interesting. You know, let's get into some of this. We have all these interesting cases that occurred so early on in the UFO field. And you wonder how many cases since then have duplicated those things, like Washington, 1952, summer of 52, one of the most incredible UFO flaps ever, UFOs caught on radar, simultaneous visual sightings. How many cases, when you look at this group in the 1940s and 50s, how many cases are as sensational in the 2000s anymore? I'll ask you for that response in a moment. We've got Alejandro Rojas, Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, the question on the table, going way back to the UFO history, all the incredible sightings that Project Blue Book recorded, are we getting anything near as sensational in now?
Not really. And I mean, a lot of those Blue Book cases, those ones that I'm talking about, that are great, you know, the Blue Book unknowns, there were a certain amount of them. And you can, Ruppelt's book, you guys got to look at this. It's called, you know, the report on flying saucers, I think is, he even says, this would have been my report if anybody bothered to ask me to write one about my work for Blue Book.
This is called the report on unidentified flying objects. It is probably in the public domain at this point.
It is, right.
So check it online. Now, here's an interesting thing about it. Let me just mention this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There are actually two editions of this book.
Mm-hmm.
The first edition kind of creates the impression that Ruppelt really believed there was something to the mystery. It wasn't just conventional. And then he adds three more chapters, which was published around the time of his death, a newly updated edition where he basically says, in response to the question about whether he believes in UFOs or whether they are real, he says, I'm positive they don't, in reference to whether they exist. Did you see that chapter?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's interesting. I get the sense that he was kind of browbeaten into it because once he left the question open with the original book, from what I understand, they were concerned that he had written the report anyway because they're trying to close this can of worms and not exacerbate it. And then the second is he probably just got harassed so much, it seems like, about keeping the question open that he finally just wanted to close the book and say, okay, look, there's no UFOs, leave me alone.
Now, according to Major Kehoe, in a book he wrote around that time, he said that Ruppelt told him he was under severe pressure from his former Air Force bosses to do something after that book came out.
I mean, I could see that because, but, you know, even in his book, you get the sense that regardless of what they thought about the phenomena, they didn't want the public making a big deal out of it. And so their biggest priority was just to get the public to shut up and leave them alone about UFOs, which was really an impossible task, a task which they never accomplished, I don't think.
Well, it got him off the hook, but he was under a lot of pressure, probably not super healthy either. He died shortly thereafter of a heart attack, and he was what, late 30s?
Yeah, he wasn't very old. So, sad story. But luckily, we do have his book, because it tells this incredible story. But you definitely get the idea that, you know, in Grudge, during the, because there's Project Sign at first, and there was Grudge, and then there's Blue Book, that Grudge... They re-looked at the UFO files and they kind of claimed them. If they felt there was any question, they took it out of the unknown category and slapped an answer on it, which means that those that were left as unknown, you know, they couldn't as easily just, to do that with. So it means that they're strong cases, and they are strong cases. But I think the question was, do we have those going on right now? And that we sort of do, but I think that at least when it comes to the military, they're better at locking those down. I mean, now they can say we don't investigate UFOs, so we have nothing to tell you about these potential UFO cases. And then when it comes to police, you do still see some of those, but they really come from the media. I think it was Michigan, which was impressive, a UFO case where the police representative had spoke to the press, and he said, yeah, our guys saw it too, and we don't know what it was. And that was pretty impressive. But, yeah, the cases, so I think for those reasons, because people don't talk about them as much, they're more clamped down. NARCAP, who we talked about, who researches the pilot cases, they don't really share their findings or their cases. So we don't have a whole lot of pilot cases. You have some strong ones like Obama's ex-pilot talking about UFO cases. But then we have some others that happen, like Chicago O'Hare, I think, was an amazing case. That was, what, 2008? When the UFO hovered, allegedly this dish-shaped object hovering over one of the gates at Chicago O'Hare Airport, the United workers, it was over a United gate, and some pilots saw it, and then it shot up and punched a hole through the clouds, and that the United personnel were told not to talk about it.
Well, that is certainly one way.
Yeah. So I think they may happen, we just don't hear about them.
Well, they certainly got out of the game, and certainly that was a really smart way to dump the UFO phenomenon completely. And that, of course, was in large part what they did as a result of the Condon report.
Right, which was mostly psychologically oriented. It kind of said that. It kind of said, we don't know if it's real or not. We don't care. Either way, we have to have the public, you know, quit getting freaked out about it, because it could cause a lot of problems for the government. So we've got to kind of dissuade them or you know, make them look elsewhere, which many have attempted to do, which may have worked for the media for a while, but hasn't worked overall. But one thing I think is interesting is that's one thing I appreciate about Nick Pope, who's going to be speaking at the conference, is that in the 90s, he was officially looking at UFO cases for the UK Ministry of Defense. And he talks about several good cases that he thinks were really interesting. In fact, one in the 90s, I think it's the Cosford case, where there were military and police who had seen objects. And then another case from the 90s, of course, is the Belgium Triangle Wave, where the Belgian general, Wilfred de Brouwer, still talks about their investigation of that case, a very thorough and professionally organized investigation in which they spoke with very many military and police witnesses, among others, who had seen these triangle-shaped objects flying around. So the cases are fewer and far between in that, you know, there are less official sources, and we don't have a Blue Book. We don't have an organization with the resources that Blue Book had. As feeble as the resources were that Blue Book had, they were still more resources than, for instance, the MUFON has, which is a volunteer organization where people, when they have time, investigate this stuff. And these are typically people with children and family and jobs. And who has the time to do anything when you're managing your life? So, you know, the resources towards looking for UFOs has been feeble.
So unfortunate. And that's, I guess, the problem we have with MUFON. MUFON's been around for, what, 58 years?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Since 1969, I believe. I mean, they were a different – they were Midwest UFO network at first, and then they changed over to Mutual when they covered the country and they merged with other UFO organizations. And, yeah, and we've had others come along, KUFOS, which started by J. Allen Hynek, or NICAP, which you talked about, Kehoe, was started by him, and that had a lot of...
He actually didn't start NICAP. It was started by a guy named T. Townsend Brown.
That's right.
He was a guy who was into anti-gravity research. The organization went on hard times, and Kehoe took it over and then added all his military buddies to the board of directors, and that made a lot of people suspect it was just a government front designed to deflect attention.
Well, Kehoe was certainly not someone to deflect attention. Kehoe, I think, was very good at getting people's attention with claims that many people thought were sensational. So he had a lot of attention on him. But I think he had more attention than the organization did overall.
Well, he was Donald Kehoe. He was a best-selling author. I think that was the reason. I got a story, by the way. I've told this in the PowerCast before. Maybe you want to respond to it. And that is that in the early 50s, Kehoe was in direct communication with Project Blue Book. He talked with their PR director, a guy named Al Chop. Uh-huh. And they were giving him cases over the phone. And then a young guy from back east goes to Washington, D.C., a guy named James W. Mosley. He's going to write a UFO book, which he never wrote. I mean, he did have this book called Shockingly Close to the Truth that was partly based on the notes. But his original book was never published. And he goes in there, and they let him in the Air Force Blue Book headquarters, and they show him the files, and he's allowed to use the office typewriter and take as much as he could type. Now, this got to be a pretty interesting situation. I'll tell you why in a moment. We have Alejandro Rojas. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.